I'll call to order the June 12, 2023, regular town council meeting at 6:05. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Town manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
Town attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Clerk treasurer Michelle Miller is present, and member Scott McVoy is absent.
Church, so Randy, you sure? All right, so please join us in prayer and follow by the pledge of allegiance.
Father God, we just want to welcome you to our meeting tonight. So thank you for your presence here. Lord, just let us be the servants that we need to be. Let us do the things that you would have us to do. Just lead us and guide us in all that we do, Lord. Just thank you for being a good and loving God. Lord, just thank you for loving us and being a presence in our town. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to amend or adopt the agenda is presented. That motion by Matt, got a second. Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted upon our website. That motion by Matt, got a second. Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of allowance claims, also submitted by the clerk treasurer, noted upon our website. Got a motion by Matt, got a second. Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Take a second to sign those two documents.
Terry.
Yes.
The payroll allowance docket wasn't on the agenda, so don't, just leave it in the folder.
Okay.
We'll do it at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, Brad. Okay, thank you. Any comments from the public on any agenda items tonight? See, thanks, we're good there. No ordinance and resolutions this evening. Unfinished business, Highway 60 and American Way Force Main relocation.
I can do that.
Come back here.
So while EMB paving is out working on State Route 60, you know, we've talked about the fact that they uncovered the force main there. It was only found to be about 6 inches below grade, which will require the force main to be relocated. We reached out for quotes. Christiani came back with the quote that would complete the work. That will consist of them, you know, furnishing pipe, tying in. They'll have to, you know, cut into it. They'll have to have back trucks towards there. They'll have to, you know, encase the pipe, and they'll put trace wire in, basically install, and then it'll just, essentially it'll be kind of a reroute of what was there, just to get it out of the way for this project. So that has to happen for this work to be able to continue for the project there. And the total for their quote was $73,100.
Okay. Excuse me, Lori. How long, if we approve this, the money that's mentioned here, how long will it take to do it? Do you have an idea?
I think when we talked to them, they were hoping they would be able to actually physically complete the work. What did they say, Charlie? In a week, I think, as far as actually getting out there. So they'll lay it, and when they actually cut the tie, it supposedly will happen. The actual tie will happen fast because they'll be tapping into the live, into a live force main.
Possibly a week then.
They still have to, you know, acquire the materials and everything, but it shouldn't take them long to actually complete the work because it's only about 200 or less total feet, and that's including, you know, the fact that it has to go through some turns and things like that.
So E&B is on hold until this is completed?
No, they've been able to continue working on the project because they were on the other side of the street. They are close to getting to need to move to this side of the street, which is why this has become a little more critical and needs to move forward. They reached out to us again asking what the status is as far as getting that done. So they will be eager to hear that it's moving forward.
I think originally they had 2 months. And we got word last week that they're going to start construction on that side of the road within 3 weeks. So right now they're in phase one, doing the point exercise. If you've been out there, they were paving over the weekend and whatnot, so they're going to finish some of that. They've got the curb in on point exercise and some of that. So they'll be opening, I think it's a point where they're probably going to open point exercise going along and removing the barriers, and they're going to transfer traffic to the new side, the point exercise, and barricade off the American Way side within 3 weeks. So we're kind of on the timetable at this point. We've lost, you know, originally had 2 months, now it's almost 3 weeks.
There's no supply chain issues or anything anymore on the
No, I don't think so.
I don't believe they're concerned for the sizing that we have. We had talked about potentially increasing the size there, and because of the change in size, the different requirements that would have encountered for permitting and also potential supply chain issues, we elected to just stick with the 8 inches that are there.
So one other thing, so all of this basically is something that's all unforeseen. This could have been, you know, forecasted before. This is something that has came up. So everybody understands it from mine.
Correct. So we did know the force main was there,
right,
and it was marked, and it was in the location that we thought it was. It was not at the depth that it was necessarily supposed to be, should have been, or that we thought it was. Per record drawings, for, you know, for anything that we knew, it's hard to know when things are underground. As they were out there, that was when they found it. You know, they were potholing to locate it, and when they found it, it was in fact only about 6 inches deep. Now, given that area has had, you know, other projects through there, there's been lots of disturbance. There's no way to know. There's no way to know now when it was installed, was it installed at the correct depth? There's no way to know now. Unfortunately. Right.
Yeah, my next question was who and when and why was it?
I had those same questions.
Okay.
All right, so then with that said, I ask for a motion for approval of $72,100 for Lori and Dan Christianity to do the work.
So moved.
Paid out by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any discussion?
Just another thing.
So he paid out of sewer as well. I'm sorry, Michelle. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Thank you. New business is request to adjust off sanitation charges. Account number 130796, 12609 Bendisville Road, Philip Breeden.
I left that in there. This is a conversation the Councilman McBoy was going to have, obviously, not here on due to occasion. So this individual on 12609 Bendisville Road moved in earlier this year, I believe. There was some confusion on their end about trash service. Trash service in town of Sillsburg is not optional, to get charged $10 a month. And we discovered that this address was not being billed for trash service for quite a while. So within that, after having a conversation with Councilman Boyd and the homeowner, was, hey, they didn't use the service, honestly say, let's adjust that amount off. They are now signed up for service and receiving service. I can't remember what the amount was. I think it was, Michelle, do you remember?
It was a little over $200.
I'll say it was like $200.
So we weren't picking up their trash, so not out of that.
Yeah, correct.
I can get it.
That location, about four of those are used of private vendor user. And then there's five houses that sit off the road that use the town service. And I think that was fortunately part of that little group. My understanding.
Yeah, they have a shared access driveway and like three parcels that front Benfield Road are technically in the county. And then there's three houses on the back of that shared driveway that are within the town. Within the town limits.
Yeah, part of that annexation took place. And the ones were in the back that were part of the town and the other ones were. So.
I, Bensville Road, the owner of Heather Reading, the amount of $200. So, that motion by Matt, do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy, in discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. So, any general comments from the public tonight? Okay, Charlie. Charlie Pierce, 9108.
Highway 60.
Highway 60.
One question I had about that force main, is it on my side or is it on that one that you're signing?
It's on your side.
Is it? Right. Works progressing quickly now. Charlie said they've got the new lanes paved along 60. And all the curbs are in on Poindexter and gravel. It looks like they're ready to pave that. Today they were out at the end of Camp Run where it hits 60. There's a vast amount of dirt. They're removing that, so they got all the curbs put in there. So it looks like the paving's going to go quite rapidly. So I just wonder what the status was. We're talking more about the fence and the stumps and getting the, I think his name's Doug.
Doug Pierce, yes, Charlie's been giving some.
We've solicited out several stump grinders. I got one of the, I think, final pricing in last week. So my intention is to hopefully get them moving on the stump grind here within the very immediate future.
Okay. That'd be great. And the fence shortly to follow, or do you know how long that might be?
I don't know. I have to follow back up with whoever it is. We put out solicitation on that. I got to verify with one versus the other. There's a big price difference. Apparently, there's retail fencing and commercial fencing.
Okay.
So I need to make sure that we're going to apples to apples comparison before we order in there.
I didn't know if the ones I had supplied were worth anything or not. But.
Yeah, that's actually one of the it raised the question
of
what the price discrepancy was on what they were submitting to be put out there.
Okay. I had a. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, good.
No, that's good to hear. Like I say, the first thing, get the stumps, have those out, be ready to go. Like I said, the paving's moving along very well. I mean, it's not going to take hardly any time at all to finish that up. Like Charlie said, move the barricades and do the other side. Had a call in, my point of contact with the state. I don't know if he, I'm sure he realizes, the highway department got the light, you know, when it's actually going to go in. I don't think it'll be, doesn't seem the base will be all the way to August now, but as fast as you're all progressing.
It'll be, I think the estimated time of completion is late September or October.
Really? Even with the road being done that fast? Okay.
That's what they're telling now. Again, they can move ahead of schedule, but that's, NDOT's estimated completion date, I think, really was.
Yeah.
I probably, it'd be safe to say that probably when we see the, probably the four large poles, you know, out on the.
Oh, they're all out there. They're there.
Oh, they got them run out?
Oh, Lord, they're that big.
That's a good sign, then.
Yeah, it's ready to, been ready to run the line across and put a button, so. Yeah, it's moving good. Everything's looking good. The road's looking good. I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate it, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. Staff report, Sean?
I don't really have a whole lot. Just noticed, it came out in the paper today, we were not notified by the railroad to take anything outside of our limits. There will be a shutdown on 403 on Thursday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So the railroad tracks at 403 will be closed, so you can't use 403 Thursday. Because we're replacing something to do with the railroad tracks. There was an article in the paper today, I got a phone call this morning about it.
So that's all you get, so I think they sent a letter to the residents on 403, how it asked.
Yeah, like I said, they didn't contact us here to town for anything, because it's outside the limits. But I think it's just a lack of understanding.
Shared our, it's on the website.
I mean, do we need to maybe consider being a good partner in this thing and using one of our signs and?
Yeah, you can put Assistant Chief Adams on that, get him pulled out there, maybe get him posted on Walnut Street or something. I don't know of a good place to put it out there, and maybe, I haven't been out there today, so admittedly, I haven't been passing it today. So, there may be already notice out there. I'll just have to go check and see. I'm sure there probably is. Nolan County, Ron Jason County, if you're really good about that, about making sure that those are posted on the roadway prior to closure. I think the county asks between 3 and 5 days typically, so, or out there if they would.
Okay.
Posted detour for that is Cooper's Lane, Charlestown Pike, to Salem Noble. So if you're coming from 40 Charlestown and you need to get somewhere, you can basically take Salem Noble to Charlestown Pike to Cooper's Lane. If you're heading from here to there, again, Cooper's Lane, 84 Lumber, you go down that way to Charlestown Pike to Salem Noble Road, tie back into 403, or just go Salem Noble to 72. And around the roundabout at 155.
Wow.
Or take 160 to Interville.
Just for 12 hours, right?
Yes. Yep. I am awaiting our road closure schedule from our contractor. Again, over the summer, we're going to have New Albany closed for a period of time, replacing the culvert. That's the link between Legion and 403. We're going to have a one-lane restriction on St. Joe. We're going to have two closures on Dryer. So obviously we want to get that communicated within the calendar as soon as possible. We'll also have some traffic impacts on over 60 at El Katrine for that section of paving with concrete portion from 311 back to where you all paved a couple years ago. So that'll be part of that as well. So I'm waiting on the schedule for that. We paved through throughout Lakeside last week and finished the Lakeside section of our paving this year. And they're going to continue to move on through. So once I get the estimated schedules on this thing and get them locked down, make sure to put them out there, do a press release, social media, website, and whatnot, to let people know what that's going to look like. The estimated time of the closure, obviously, I had pre-con meetings with the contractor. We wanted to make sure that they put out notice well in advance at these intersections. The roadways are going to be impacted and the time frame of what they're going to be impacted. Obviously, New Albany's going to take longer. I would say the Dryer Lane project, There's one culvert underneath Dryer, once you go up Hugh Street, do a hard turn to the right, there's a pipe under there that's getting replaced. There's no detour from there, obviously, so that's going to be a little bit of inconvenience. But then as you go back around on Dryer Head, that's your St. Joe, there's another culvert underneath the Dryer, and Beechwood will be the bypass. So, and then St. Joe from Alabama heading towards 60, so basically from Alabama's where the pond, that little lake is right there, so that stretch would be one lane stretch, and they're only saying that's going to take 6 to 7 days at the longest for that one, but it'll be flagged. Traffic will be able to bypass. We're trying to get these things done during the summer months before school. So we've got basically till the end of July to get it done, but we don't want them all done at the same time, obviously, and have every road and half the roads in town closed.
Correct.
So we're trying to stair step these things and really plan these things out as they're going. So, any questions on that?
Yeah, Charlie, while you're on the subject of roads, I've had several people around talking to me about when you get a Delta train. Is it, and I don't know, I've driven through there a dozen times. I guess I managed to miss the trouble spot, but is there a large piece of the pavement that's paved in that area?
So 311 is a county road, and down by, it's at the bridge, comes under the camper and the creek right there. So when the county replaced the culvert going over that, it increased the culvert size. I think there's some settling. Basically, it's not a bridge. It's a solid, more or less, concrete box.
Right.
It creates the culvert. And the approach to that culvert is settled. So there's two indents right there, right as you get to where the concrete starts and the asphalt that is settled.
Okay.
The county is supposed to be repairing that. I've had a couple of conversations with the county engineer regarding that issue, and they are repairing it. I think they've awarded it to a contractor, and it's paying to start. But I don't know when or what that looks like, but it's my understanding is they are aware of it, and it will be addressed.
Okay, so the other spot, I just want to make sure that it's been noted. The other spot that someone told me there's, and my suspension must be really good in my car because I never feel this stuff, but someone mentioned something on the hill near the Dairy Queen. Have you noticed or heard anything from that at all? I keep driving here, like looking for this.
No, I mean, there's been some potholes that have popped up there. So the intersection of Dairy Queen and Dairy Queen, 3131 311, more or less, and Fraser. We have filled them several times. We've called the county to fill them several times. We've called the state to fill them several times. It's all the county and the state intersection there, but as we're going out, things have appeared. We will drop some total patch in there and try to address them. I know the county came out last week and did quite a few pothole filling last week on that whole stretch and then up 311 in front of McDonald's and Coffee Crossing in that whole area. They're here with them last week.
I know when you cross, if you come up and you cross, go north or cross in Prather Lane, it's really beat up right there. And that's probably, I've seen that filled in and beat up several times. But someone was telling me just below, coming up the hill, the cemetery on your right, that there was a large hole there. And I drive there every day and I'm like, I can't. But you haven't personally heard anything? Okay. All right. Thanks.
There's a pothole one closer to the stop point. We're very clear on your left.
But they filled it up.
Yeah.
Did they fill it up recently?
In an area.
Mm-hmm. Within the last week.
Okay. That could have been it. Yeah. All
right. Well, we've got a whole bunch of roadside mowing going on. It's been down Penn. We did Penn again today. We sprayed a lot of that. starting on some sidewalk repairs on the Albany. Removed along at the park. Contractor started out there last week. The park for the splashback project. There's talking they might be done by end of August, which would be fantastic if that's true. So we'll see remove there again after. So we'll see how that goes. And then obviously we're moving on with the pickleball courts over there. So and doing that in house. So obviously we'll. I'm going to try to get that done as much as possible, but that's a side project outside of the everyday workload that we have. So, real quick shout out. Did anybody hear anything about the softball team? Did they win?
I
I know the boys won, they won semi-state, so, so they won Indianapolis, so congratulations to them.
Golf team, number two.
We had a bunch of regional wins, going on to the semi-state stuff. I don't know if the girls softball won or golf won, but I know the boys baseball did win.
Golf got beat.
So, had a great meeting at the Starlight here a couple weekends ago. We're working on Celebrate Project, answered a lot of questions to that. We've got surveying crews out on Allentown, working through that. All the residents along that pathway have been notified. Been working with JTL about the Ivy Tech pump station. I anticipate a work order for that project coming to the next meeting. Also, the next meeting, I'll have update ordinance on temporary signs coming. When we repealed and replaced the other zoning code back in 21, there were some ordinances that were probably housed in that old code that should have been there. They should have been different sections of our code ordinances. So when the UDO got repealed and replaced, we discovered some of those here recently. So we're working to bring some of those back and put houses within our code ordinances where it should be. That's all I have for now. Do you have any questions? And we did submit a grant for $20,000 for phase one for lead copper. So there's a lot of lead copper rules coming from the EPA. That we need to do some investigation. Basically, we have to give an inventory of our system. So we applied, Brad, your board, applied for 100% coverage grant on that to the state. So we'll be able to see if we can get more of that phase one.
Got our assistant chief Matt Adams in the house tonight. This is our chief Whalen. Do you have any exciting news for us or anything thoughts of mine?
Nope.
All right. Appreciate you being here.
Yes, sir.
Lori White from JTL will come back up with us and give us a little conversation about project status reports. Hopefully, she has exciting news for us.
I'll be back. As Sally did just mention, yes, we just submitted that application last week for a grant that is out from the IFA that is to help with the to offset some of the costs that municipalities are going to be feeling as the EPA implements their lead and copper rule revisions that are coming down. I do think they said that the first round of those you should hear back within like the next 3 weeks. So that should turn around pretty quickly. We're hoping that you guys will get a full 20,000 out of that. That'd be great for you all. So that is also for your drinking water system in case that wasn't clear. Also on your water system, we are still working with a contractor in Indiana American on the system connection. Hopefully going to have that squared right pretty soon. For your treatment, for your wastewater treatment plant, we are still hopeful that the oxidation ditches should, the startup of those as their rehab should be taking place at like the end of this month. The repair of those, of some of the concrete cracks had been delayed for some other required on-site work. The damage control panels, they made some repairs to those. They have not made full repairs to those, but they had come up with some workarounds so that they were able to operate the screw presses in an auto mode instead of the full mode the way they're supposed to. Which that's okay. And they were able to get the screw presses started up, so they were able to get those going for the dewatering. Everything else is going well at the treatment plant. We're just still moving right along, trudging towards the finish line there. And then Butler Road, We've kind of paused that design, like we talked about, and are working on the construction cost estimate to be able to review that with you guys to see what we might be looking at there. Due to some of the field investigation and findings that we have there. As far as your road projects, yes, CCMG work is underway, and so you can expect to see Wingham, you know, out there getting some work done. They begin work on, I guess, May 29th, and they have 16 streets that are scheduled to be resurfaced, and so far they've done Nugget Court, Lakeside Drive, and Sterling Court, and the concrete work on Dora Drive. Camp Run, they're still working on the punch list items, and then we've already talked about State Route 60. Any questions for me?
Anybody have any questions? Good, Randy?
I'm good.
All right. Jake? Nothing tonight?
Nothing.
All right.
I'm gonna make mine real simple, just go on back tonight. Here, working with you guys and getting things done, so that's about it.
All right, Randy?
That is on Saturday at 11. Yeah, Charlie reminded me and Hope Coffee, we're having a ribbon cutting 17th at 11 o'clock at Hope Coffee. It's a Hope Coffee shop there across from O'Reilly's. It'll be Saturday at 11 o'clock and I plan on being there. And let's see. Always talk about fireworks. Just want to make sure fireworks are still going on. It'll be a big hit again this year, right, Charlie?
Huge hit.
Yeah.
Huge.
Last year was bigger than we expected, but again, I'm in town. I plan on being there. Plan on bringing a huge crowd of family and friends over there. So
we'll get you a busy direct traffic counselor.
Well, if you know, I hope you've got some qualified people for that.
We'll give you a flashlight and flag. Look at the pointers that's out there.
At any rate, you know, it's I get a lot of big traffic. Traffic's always a thing, and you know, always apologize for it. But you know, it's part of what's going on right now. And you know, we have to fix what we got and live with what we got until a better idea comes through. I try to drive around, and I just encourage people. I know we're not online, but even people here that we are. So, but I always encourage people to call their councilman or call the town if you have an issue or a problem. And sometimes they get so busy, you don't see things that are just right in front of you. But if you have a problem, feel free to reach out because that's what we're here for. And I just encourage people to take advantage of that and make the call, leave a message, and I can always try to call back and, you know, first, have a servant's attitude, and that's who we are. But outside of that, you know, I'm just really pumped about fireworks, Charlie. I hope the food's good this year. You know. Anyway, that's all I got, Brad.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Chair.
It sounds like some of the toll problems we've got back going on here. Very soon, we're going to have people use some patience and understanding as we're trying to navigate around town. Please be patient. I attended the Silver Creek graduation last weekend for my grandson, and I just want to say congratulations to all the seniors and good luck on your endeavors in the future. Proud of you, every one of you. That's all I have.
Okay. All right. I have a couple things. One thing I noticed yesterday driving around town, like me, so I drive around town pretty much every day at some point, shape, or form, but I noticed that, and you know, and Matt, you all may have
thought about this before, talked about it in the past time, but it seems like over here on Broadway, Pop, Fern, Villa Call, there's a, there are parts on the street. And, you know, you watch everybody come in and they wait patiently, but, you know, some people don't. They sit there and I watched two people tie each other up yesterday, and I sent an email to each and every one of them. And I just kind of wanted to maybe bring that up as a conversation and maybe thinking, maybe considering, you know, whether or not, is it feasible, is it, are we able to, you know, consider forcing parking on one side or the other? You know, to make traffic flow, because, and as we all know, it's a cut-through. Those are very three, you know, Pop, Broadway, and Fern are three cut-through avenues coming off of Utica Street here. And so, I'm trying to avoid the traffic line and stuff like that. So, I just wanted to bring that up to her. Maybe it's something that we can bring up maybe somewhere, you know, along the way in the next, you know, month or two, and maybe bring it up as a topic and just maybe do some consideration, just kind of talk about it. So I just want to kind of bring that.
Brad, do all of those streets have an alley behind the house?
They have alleys.
Because I know some of the alleys are in pretty bad shape, and we've got some questions over who actually owns the alleys. So, but they, if they do have an alley, they probably have access to park out behind the house.
A lot of them don't.
Okay.
A lot of them don't. So there is,
that is my question.
There are alleys. Let's rewind back to the 20s, 30s when we built. I think that's probably the intention 100 years ago.
Right.
Over time, some one-car driveways have been added. Garages have been constructed, privacy fences have been constructed. A lot of the garages actually face the main thoroughfare. They don't face the alley. Now, when we talk about driveways and what have you, I mean, if you look at our land use standards now, most communities' land use standards now, you can't construct a house that has a single driveway. It has to be a double width driveway. Well, the reason for that is you have multiple cars in a house, or if you have a single driveway, you end up stacking cars in your driveway, you don't have parking, so you have that constant issue of who's coming, who's going, and timing, and what have you. So that's where then you, you know, when you get into situations like this in this neighborhood, that's addictive. Basically, hey, you don't have good access, more or less. Because at the time, a lot of people just had one car. It was unheard of. People had multiple vehicles at this time frame. You know, so I mean, there's some historical reasons why construction was the way it was then versus today. But as you look, I've got pulled up on Google Earth right here. I mean, if you drove down through there, a lot of them don't have access from the rear, just through years of maybe they've added a pool, or maybe they've added a fence, or maybe they've added a garage that's facing the wrong way. So things like that. So, some do, some don't.
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's just something I just wanted to kind of put in everybody's head, just kind of, you know, circle around it and think about it a little bit. It was, you know, I watch it all the time, but yesterday, you know, it was a Sunday, and, you know, it's, you think it might have, it'll be that bad. Well, it's just as bad on a Sunday as it is on a Monday, okay, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So, with everything we have going on, you know, here in town, you know, there will be some areas of concern where people will start cutting through and then you get to point A to point B. So that was just the reasoning of that. You know, like Charlie said, you know, we've got, I'm really excited to watch, you know, us being able to utilize our own workforce and the community and doing a lot of work. You know, Scott and his gang is over there, like you said, on Utica Street, you know, jackhammering up and doing, you know, a sidewalk repair. You know, what we've done up there in the pool, we was able to do all that up, and, you know, in-house. All the, you know, we're trying to get rid of a lot of the higher and vegetation that we've got, you know, in our town areas. And some even it's not even our responsibility, but it represents our community. And my hats are off to every one of them that do that. And I appreciate it dearly. I know that there was something in the paper, in the editorial column, about our trash man, Tony Lewis, about being a good Samaritan and helping some folks on tire change. And I and my hats are off to him. You know, it just goes to show what kind of people we have working for us and are proud to be a town employee and proud to be a town citizen and willing to want to help somebody. So I really appreciate Tony doing that. And I know that it would have been one of our other employees, they would have done the same thing. So, and that's what I really enjoy seeing out of what we've got moving forward. So, you know, I'm hoping when budget time comes, we're able to sit there and try to find a way to be able to bring in maybe two or three more employees to be able to continue to do the in-house work and be able to do some of the things that we're wanting to do. Randy, my same concern is, you know, right there at Crazy Lane, 311 and 31. You know, we've got some equipment now. I was going to ask Charlie myself, but since you brought it up, where we've got a grinder piece and everything, our skid steer, maybe Scott and his crew, maybe sure, put it on the list and go in there and grind that out. And we can, you know, try, like I said, I think the more we show a relationship with the state and the county, we're going to get a lot more back in return. I think it'll be 10 times with what, you know, to help them out. And I think that this could be a great opportunity for us to get in there and take care of some of
that. That intersection seems to, I mean, there's a lot of traffic through there. It takes a pretty good beat.
Well, I just think there's just the way the water flows, too. I think it just it washes that out, and they don't really come in there. And that's what I'm saying. I think if we could take this grinder off our skid steer and get in there and grind that out a little bit and get in there. And like I said, Scott and Randy both, they're hard workers. I mean, these guys, they know the ins and outs, the tricks and everything from the previous job.
Right.
And they've done an outstanding job and been a great two team leaders, with the Streets and Sanitation Department. So I do appreciate that. So
you also had requests for directional arrows and the asphalt there.
Yes.
But since we have the rebuild coming up, kind of been, maybe when it's all done, we can kind of directional arrows.
Absolutely. I know I also brought up to Charlie about when we had the survey done about the stoplight, stop sign, signals and stuff like that, and out there in Nevada and Alabama, and I asked him if he would be willing to grab that information again and consider putting in a three-way stop right there. So it was just something else that I brought up to him so that you all are aware of. So. But like I said, I think that moving forward, we're striding very well, ins and out. So I think, let's see, Matt, I think our newest officer is out on the road ready. So we're glad to see that. And again, it's just a sign of the direction that we have in our leadership moving forward. So I appreciate that. So, you got the 4th of July at the Legion. You got Hoosier Daddy on August the 12th, is that right? Down here at Wilkerson Park. I guess everything's going good with the pool. And that's all I have to say. So, Michelle, you have anything? Oh, Charlie, you got something else?
Sorry. Sure. I'm nervous walking from here.
There should never be.
Two things seem to matter.
What I mean?
You know, we talked about the new road being like Bardstown Road and such. Kind of or whatever. I don't know if that's still an idea, but with that in mind, is there going to be a weight limit like we have on Old 60?
Yeah, you're not going to be able, I mean, the only way you're going to be able to bring anything up in will be due to, a heavy haul. Tracks or, no more different than somebody pulling in like a JC or a Rite Aid or a Walgreens or something like that. So
the other one, knowing that, it looks like the road's going to be done before the lights. We're not going to open up a camp run for traffic, vehicular traffic.
No, sir.
Until the light goes on.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. That'd be good.
You know, as excited as we are about opening up the road, and you may not be, but like I said, we're going to do our due diligence, and we're going to get everything put in place, and like I said. We'll go do our part on all occasions.
Got it. appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
It's budget season. Budget season.
Budget season, that's right.
Yeah, so all the department.
I want to start early this year.
All the department heads will need to have their budget estimates to me by the last day of July. And then we can schedule a budget workshop in August.
Okay.
We could just do like an hour. We can do just like an hour before one of the council meetings. That'll be plenty.
Okay, all right, so, all right.
It'll be a.
Moving forward on that and that.
A budget workshop and a salary ordinance workshop, because we'll work the salaries into the budget.
Okay, fair enough, thank you. All right, anything else?
I'm sorry. Yes.
All right, I guess I ask for adjournment.
So moved.
Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
6:50.